Hey, thank you so much for your support for the Hit Zero podcast. Truly could not have done it without Anchor. Anchor has an incredible platform where you can record, edit, and distribute your podcast all from your phone. You guys would be surprised how many episodes I have done from start to finish and distributed it from my phone. It's really, really, really incredible. Now, what you have to do is you can either go to anchor.fm. That's their website. You can go there, you can get started, or you can download the Anchor app. It's available in all of the app stores that you can get for your phone, and you can start right away. And believe it or not, you can actually make money from your podcast, and you don't even have to have a certain amount of listeners. Just by having one listener, you can start to make money from your podcast. So if you're interested in making a podcast, check out anchor.fm or check out the app store, download Anchor, and I cannot wait to hear your first episode.
We want to take all of the reasons that somebody buys custom music and put it into something as affordable as pre-made. We said, why haven't we done this yet? So now's probably the best time to do it.
So welcome back. Another episode, Hit Zero podcast, Hit Zero show. And I've got a really good friend of mine with me today. Some of you may know this guy not by his beautiful face, but by the product that he and his company put out that you take this beautiful blue mat with month in and month out. Carmen Solano, tell me, sir, how are things going with everything that's been we're all faced with currently?
Well, first, hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It's been a lot of getting used to, that's for sure. Everybody's working remotely. We're doing our best to kind of keep the ball rolling, but none of us are in the office. We pretty much just handed out laptops to everyone and said, here's a laptop and a Dropbox account. Let's start there.
Well, it's we're fortunate that we live in, you know, kind of the technological age that we do, because I think about, you know, the most recent situation like this back in 1918, you know, Spanish flu.
Yeah.
Just imagine what people were doing back then besides just sitting around waiting to see if they were going to get infected.
I think human nature probably hasn't changed all that much. You make people sit down for a while, they're going to find something to do.
Yeah, no kidding. So for those that are, you know, just joining us, we're talking with Carmen. He's the owner of Cheer Sounds, one of the top music producers in the sport. And I was fortunate enough to meet him at the last regional advisory board. Connection leaders, we met at a function there at the national meeting for the USASF. USASF currently facing a lot of challenging things right now. You know, it's funny when we were talking earlier this week about, you know, things that we wanted to talk about here and kind of mentally preparing last night. I think we all were surprised a little bit by a social media account that shall remain not a nameless, because if they're going to put it out, I'll call them out. Cheer Updates kind of ruined it for a lot of people. I don't know what, you know, it's everybody wants to be the first to do something. And unfortunately, I feel like they were the first to something they probably shouldn't have been first to. What were your thoughts on that when you saw that? Cause I know you probably got the same email that the rest of us did.
I don't coach anymore. It's been a long time. But I got the email through the USASF, and you know, it's a personal thing. You've got bad news to break to your team, and they've all been waiting to find out what's going to happen. So, you know, for me, there's no action to take. I just try to put myself in their shoes and say, man, my heart goes out.
Yeah.
It's good to have people in the industry who can get news out quick. There's some news that we consider a little more personal to us.
Sure.
So from their perspective, I can see it as, oh my gosh, this is breaking news. From the other perspective, it's like, this is very touchy personal news.
Exactly.
So it seems the industry and many people all kind of align to say, we should have left that for the coaches to do. But, you know, I'm not going to run around pointing fingers at people and doing blame games. I'm much more of a look forward type of guy.
Absolutely.
But yeah. And then today there was news as well, you know, regarding Summit.
Oh, wow. Haven't had that opportunity yet. I've been away from the,
well, I'm not breaking it to the world here. It's already been broke.
I'll have to go after this call, I have to go check that out. So as you know, as somebody that works in, you know, the support side, the kind of the, you know, the foundation of our sport, you know, we think about foundational things, you know, we have our teams, we have our coaches and stuff. When we look at, you know, kind of the consistent foundation for everything we do, we have our routines and our music. And, yeah, you know, that really does bring to life what our programs offer. And, you know, it, it, you know, to me as a big music junkie, you know, my whole life. And I think you and I joked at the national meeting, you know, back in 2008, I was making chair mixes on Acid Pro with, you know, with back before you had to license anything, and we were just pulling from what's the top 40s, you know.
Sure.
But you know, being a big fan of the music side of the sport, because in my opinion is a routine is, you know, routine is great, but the music is what brings it to life. And you can see that when you run a routine with 8 counts and you run a routine with your music. And so I feel like the music is the lifeblood of the routine. So like, so given, you know, everything's been going on and we look into the future of kind of where we're going to go next, you know, what's our next step? What does All-Star look like coming out of this craziness that we're all trying to, you know, we're wading through, you know, as somebody that works on that side of, you know, that aspect of the sport, where, you know, what's Cheer Sound's vision looking ahead? What are you guys doing currently? You know, and kind of fill me in on what's, you know, how this is affecting you guys, and then also what you guys see moving forward.
Sure. There's a couple of questions there, so I'll try to do them in order.
Yeah, please.
The choreography, I think, is kind of where to start from. Choreographer is a storyteller. That's how I look at it. And music and choreography are both an art. They both kind of serve the same purpose. We're expressing for the team. We are telling a story. We're being creative along that process. We're not necessarily writing the whole story, but you know, that's kind of the role. So music and choreography go very well hand in hand because of that.
Sure.
The core of what we do will always be the same. And I think that's true of choreography. The big difference that we're faced with now is going to be budgetary. So we've got this, we've just watched a lot of gyms have to close their doors. That has a trickle. You have the parents of the athletes who might have a financial constraint due to a change in their employment.
Sure.
That trickles into how many kids enroll in the gym. The gym feels the trickle. If they used to have 12 teams, they might not only have 9 now.
Right.
Then with those teams, you still have to worry, like, they just had a rapid shift in their budget. Do they have as much to playfully use on choreography or music or anything else? Pick any vendor, uniforms, and so on. That's where my concern is what kind of impact does it have on the industry? And what kind of drop do you see in enrollment? Not because the industry is hurt via the typical topics of image or something like that, but this time it's really a financial constraint. It's a tough year. It's kind of like a recession type of effect, but hopefully it doesn't last as long. Hopefully sure. We recoup quicker.
Sure.
The CDIP, Cheer and Dance Industry Professionals, is a group of affiliates, EPs, members, vendors, and I'm a member of that. And we all just kind of took a pledge to say, we will all partake in a stimulus package, which means what can each vendor or EP or affiliate do to try to find a way to help. So generally it comes in the form of a discount or something like that. But it's very positive to see that everybody's kind of jumping in and saying, look, I know we're all in this at the same time. It stinks for all of us. We're all financially hurting, yet we're going to look for a way to still help out. And if that means everybody's pockets hurting, including our own, and when I say our own, I just mean vendors in general, not, you know, me.
Sure.
We'll still try to find a way to adapt. I think we're going to see a lot of that. I don't think that's just like vendors. I think it's like a sentiment almost.
Yeah.
You know, especially in our tight knit community.
And I want to say one thing, that this is the step that you guys and the other members of the CDIP are taking. This is not a novel thing that you guys have taken, and you know, being at the national meeting and seeing firsthand, you know, the behind the scenes of the work that you guys do. I know a lot of gyms may not know about, you know, the pledge that you guys took this past year at the national meeting that I was astounded by, you know, the big, you know, common focus of pretty much everything we did at the national meeting was athlete safety. And that was online safety. That was, you know, predatory safety, bullying, health, right, safety, and all that stuff. And to see the pledge you guys took at that time, which a lot of people may not know, to do your part to protect our athletes with age-appropriate choreography, age-appropriate, right, uniforms, and in your case, age-appropriate music to,
yes,
go along with these, you know, this idea of this giving back to the industry that you're speaking of is not, you know, I want people to understand this is not something brand new, that this is something you guys have been dedicated to, of creating that type of give back to the sport for a while now. And it should be, you know, applauded that it didn't take a pandemic for you guys to step up. You were already doing it beforehand. So this really just kind of flows into, you know, your core values as a company and as a group together. Sure.
I appreciate that very much. I can't take all the credit for it. The involvement of give back, which APS standards, which is the imagery stuff and the pledge that we all took, is a little bit different. My wife really egged me on in 2012. Her and Gina Evans from the USASF just kind of hit it off at a function, mm-hmm, and they started talking, and my wife got involved conversationally to suggest the Young Athlete Scholarship, which doesn't exist anymore, but it evolved into Impact, Bolt, and a lot of those other programs. And then we continued from there with the Exceptional Athlete Sponsorship to provide music to all the Exceptional Athlete teams.
Sure.
And then the College Scholarship, which is tomorrow are the interviews.
Really?
That. Yeah, tomorrow's the interviews with the athletes for that. And that should be awesome. And then announcements, I don't want to get the date wrong, but I believe it's a week later.
Now, are the scholarships, is that through Cheer Sounds? Is that through USASF, or is that?
It's there are multiple vendors that all kind of support the USASF College Scholarship. So Cheer Sounds is one of them.
Okay.
And we put money towards it's 10 or 15 candidates. I think it's 15 candidates. I'll find out tomorrow. That are all, they've already been vetted to some degree, for their athleticism, leadership skills, academic merit, and a few other criteria. I don't judge, you know, on them, so I can't speak, sure, directly to that. But no, that's a phenomenal program. I got involved in College Scholarship last year and was very impressed with the students coming out of it, getting ready to go to college, and they're all excellent leaders. And that's what I enjoy. That's what Bolt is for. That's what Impact is for. They're kind of leadership training. So I enjoy that. And that falls more into the give back. But what you were mentioning, they call it the athletic performance standards. And we can all think of cheer routines where we've all dogged the other team. And I'm equally as guilty of it as anybody else. It's fun. When you're on stage, you're in like competition mode. And in cheer, it's just kind of part of it. You know, you throw out some fighting words. And you're all confident. And it's, but I look at it for what it is. It's a stage performance. Mm. It's I don't want to call it an act, but it's a performance. And you put on your game face and you use your gamey words and you do it. Unfortunately, that turned into a culture that didn't stop when the performance stopped.
Sure.
And that's what motivated a lot of the producers, choreographers, uniform vendors, all that, to support the idea of maybe the image got a little out of control just in small pieces at a time. And now it's a little far off where we want it to be. What can,
sure,
we do?
Sure.
So saying no curses, I mean, that's a given. We've never really done that. But innuendos have been around. And that's a choice that every producer gets to make.
Right.
And the same is true of Dog and the Other Team. You don't have to do that. It's tempting to always do it. Mm-hmm. But we try to take a pledge to say, we're going to cut back on that because we don't want to encourage that off the mat. And inadvertently, I think that was happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things too where, you know, one of the things, there was a picture that came out of the Olympics a few years back. I'm sure you're familiar with it, is the picture of Michael Phelps in the lead, and the guy in the lane next to him is looking over at him, and Michael's looking, you know, for the finish line. You know, it said, you know, winners don't look over, they look ahead. Yeah. So I think when you look at that, you know, if you tie that same mentality into your music should be focused on what your routine is attempting to do, not focused on calling out another team in the meantime, right? So sure. I think that you can still have artistry without focus on something else. And I'm a big fan of evergreen things. You know, we create content. I want it to be evergreen. I want 10 years from now, some athlete can pull a handstand video we did.
Yes.
Yeah. And I want somebody to be able to pull a cheer mix that they did and, you know, not think, why do we mention some other team in the middle of it? Or why are we talking about the past? You know, that just doesn't make sense to
yeah.
me. So I'm with you.
I was just having the conversation with somebody the other day. I'll leave names out of the whole thing, but we were comparing myself and a bunch of the other music providers from 10 years ago. And we were all in this Facebook group together. And it really became, I called it the peeing contest. It was just this, who's great, who's better than who, who's better than who, who's better than who. And over the past 10 years, I feel like all of us grew up. We all grew up in a really good way. Mm-hmm. Everybody got better, more humble, more cordial. Of course, our craft, you know, we all got good at our skills as well. But everybody, instead of being tense around each other, not that everybody was, I mean, don't get me wrong, but the little like bickerings that used to exist, a lot of that stuff started fading away after like 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. And now I have phone calls with people that I haven't talked to like 7 years, 8 years. And it's like best buds. And not in a fake way, just in a way of like, boy, you remember those days back then? And that's what we were worried about? That's what we were like, you know, throwing stones at each other over? Forget it.
I think
it's honestly, for me, it was like, it was nice to see in a way.
Yeah, for sure. And you look at the way that the way our schedules and competition are laid out, you know, we're all, you know, we see each other and it's a reunion every year, but then you have a year of growth and change between each time you see somebody. Or for most time you see somebody. So when you think about it, you're like, man, I feel like I just saw you yesterday. But, you know, imagine everything that evolves in somebody's life in just a year.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, after five of those over and over again, you get to a point to where you're looking back like, what were we thinking?
Yeah.
What was important?
Yeah.
So when we look at, you know, and I'm glad that you mentioned, you know, talking about like, you know, the communication with some of the music producers. I know you guys specifically have had some pretty unique products that you've offered. I remember you and I sitting down at the same meeting and you were explaining to me this product that you guys had created. And I'd never heard of anything like it. And I just remember sitting there thinking, you know, it's 2019. Obviously technology is great, but even this was still amazing. Like it blew my mind that you guys had put together the ability for teams to do what your unique product can do. So tell our listeners a little bit more in detail about this specific thing that you guys have done, how it's different from our traditional. And then now, especially in times where, you know, you talk about, you know, budgeting and, you know, keeping our gyms afloat, how that product ties into keeping a high level of quality on, for lack of a better term, shoestring budget. Right.
All right. So the product you're referencing is 8-count mixer. And that's at least at the time, that's what we were talking about. And the idea was to have somebody who wasn't familiar with music or sequencing music be able to build a cheer routine. So it's just it's an 8-count sheet that's online, like a grid, and you can drag and drop songs onto it and sound effects and voiceovers and just push play and hear it right away. And it took us a lot. We started it in late 2012.
Wow.
And we launched in 14, and it did well in the later years, really, in 15, 16, 17, it did well. But, you know, it's weird. I've changed my position on it. It started as a secondary product. It started as like novelty that wasn't meant to be taken too serious. Custom music was it, you know, that's what we were. But it, I think like a lot of things that are created, suddenly people find other uses for it that you never thought. I thought it was good for Pop Warner, then All Star is using it. Whoa, why are you using it? You should get custom instead. I go, why? I got the songs I wanted and I got everything I needed and it worked fine. It was cheap. Okay, I'm not going to tell you no, I guess. The mistake that I had made was I filled it with all of our like not good voiceovers because I'm like, well, I don't want to mess up our custom thing. Let me put all that junk in this thinking, build it. I mean, I don't mean it in like a, you know, here's a terrible product. It was just, I wanted to keep a division between custom and Acal Mixer. And then as time went on, I really regretted that. We ended up deleting everything out of it and redoing the entire library. So that it uses the same vocalists and the same remixes and the same people who make custom in all of this time of year, February, March, April, May, June, all they make is new content for the online thing. So it's the same producers and everything.
Okay.
So that's been out there. What I mentioned to you earlier, before, you know, right before we did this, was due to the coronavirus, you know, and the world coming to a halt, and what we just talked about regarding tight budgets across the industry. I wanted to do my part of the CDIP stimulus and offer something aside from here's a discount on pre-made. And so what we did was pre-made's going to inevitably get popular this year, more so than before, just because of budgets. It's there, it's budgetary, but it has constraints. You don't get to put sound effects you want and all that stuff. And although Acal Mixer exists, there are a lot of coaches who just, you have to put a little time into it, you know, to build what you want. And sure, that asks a lot of some people. Sure. Maybe they don't feel confident about what they're building. So what we did, pretty much when they sent everybody home, we said, okay, let's start on a new idea. Take pre-made, which is like, okay, pick your mix that you like and add some voiceovers. And that's cool, it's work. What about if you could edit that? What about instead of it being an MP3 that just it is what it is, you could say, oh, I like this, but I don't like this song. Click. And it goes, here's all the other clips that we have that'll fit this and replace seamlessly. Click. Done. So in two taps, you can swap a song. Then you could do that with every voiceover as well. So I want to demo it, but I don't have my screen share and everything set up to demo and all.
Now, I think you sent me a link for it, correct?
It'll be out soon enough. I think what I sent you is a development link.
Okay.
It'll be on the site. June 1st is what we're hoping to launch it by.
Okay. So whenever you get it, we'll definitely link to it in the description of.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Hey, I really appreciate it.
And if you have it, I mean, you say the demo will be out June 1st?
The real version will be out June 1st. I have a demo and like we call it a development version.
Okay. Would you be okay if we shared the demo with the listeners?
The demo, I wouldn't, just because the box it runs on can't handle a lot of users simultaneously.
Gotcha.
I will, the moment this thing goes out.
Yeah, please.
Everybody
please.
Knows about it.
Please, and we'll definitely shout it out too.
It's pretty cool, and I'm very hyped about it, and I'm more hyped about it in a way that, like, we built this from our homes on quarantine directly as a response to what happened. So what I like about it is the need, the value is very organic. We're living in this situation where everybody just had their budget yanked and we're like, what do you do? Yep. And that's including us. That means we get our budget yanked too, indirectly. So what do you do? I know the stats on how well this product sells. I know why people like this. How do we put the two together? Then we can reduce the cost, provide a high value, keep the cost. It's just like it's a business move, but at the same time, it meets a new need that didn't exist 3 weeks ago and now does. So I'm very excited about it. And it's pretty much, again, it's pre-made. Choose the parts you don't like, replace them with what you do like, push play, hear it. And even then, if you don't like it, you just walk away from it. But if you do like it, cool. Yeah. Hit the add to cart button.
You know, I think that, you know, necessity is the mother of all innovation, I think is a beautiful summary of this phase in you know, not only the chill world, but in our lives, you know, and,
yeah.
And we see that now with, you know, Zoom practices and virtual tryouts. And, you know, there's a lot of the gym owners that I've talked to that, you know, have been able to kind of face this head on and kind of look at it the same way you guys did of, okay, like, this is our situation. You know, we either lump it or leave it. And, you know, yeah. A lot of these gym owners that I've talked to have told me, you know, they reached out to members straight away and said, we understand what's going on. We're going to offer all these online classes. We're going to do all of this. We're going to have your coaches are going to be accessible virtually if we can't see you in person.
Yeah.
And they basically said, if you want it, we have it. If you want us to keep running your membership, you have it. If you don't, it's still there and you can still access it. And they just were committed to saying, we've got to innovate and still provide. And there's quite a few gym owners, and obviously I'm pulled the entire industry, but I was very surprised at how many gym owners were, you know, to me reported that they had a majority of their athletes stay in and still pay because they see the value, right? You know,
yes.
They see the value in staying a part of their community. And the fact that the gyms were willing to say, not can we stay open and can we provide this product, but how? How right. do we still support our families and our community? And there was no what if. It was all how. And I think, you know, that speaks to the way you guys looked at this and said, not what if we lose a bunch of clients or not what if we can't make music for teams, but how? How do we provide a service that they can use in this time? And I think that's beautiful, man. And
it is a how. And you're right. I had the same feeling. My first nervous reaction was everyone's going to cancel their memberships and the gyms are going to really be hurting. Not to say that anything's easy street right now, but it was like, I feel like in every crisis or bad thing that happens, somebody surprises you. Something surprising happens where it's kind of this breath of fresh air and it's inspiring. And what it was for me was all of these kids showing up on Zoom calls, staying connected to each other, and the parents saying, I'm keeping my membership, even if what it's being delivered, you know, it's not exactly what I signed up for. I'm going with it because I support the gym. I support the team. I support the group of friends. And beyond that, it's, I want to make sure that they're there when this whole thing is over. Mm. And if my dollars help that happen, then keep my kids enrolled.
For sure.
That made me pause for a moment. I went, this is really cool. It's really neat.
I think that, you know, when you think about the feelings that it drums up for everybody, I don't think anyone's captured it quite like you guys with the video that y'all put out. I know I shared it with the program that I'm a part of here in San Antonio. And I, you know, it was a tearjerker, you know, it really tugged at your heartstrings, and it's, you guys captured this time that we're in, and, you know, shy of 2 minutes, you guys were able to fully, you know, fully encapsulate everybody's emotions and feelings about this whole situation. And, you know, it's just amazing. You know, I saw that as, you know, it's the perfect video, you know, diary of what we're at, but in, you know, in video format of how, you know, what that made you feel, and knowing you guys are music producers, I mean, it just ties into what you guys do in creating that emotion and creating that fire in the situation. And it's just, you guys, we'll put a link to that video in the description of this, if you know, for those that haven't seen it, but I'm pretty sure I think everyone in the industry has probably had a chance to see y'all's video.
It, you know, it's natural to respond the way that you're comfortable responding. And for me, it's music. The part that came first to that video was the music. I played it on the piano at home because I'm stuck at home and I'm not doing anything and the world's kind of up in the air. And that's what I do to kind of chill out. And and the imagery of it, like who sees their cheer gym dead empty at that time of day? You know, it's like when I drove to the gyms to film that, everything's different. The rows where I usually sit and wait 15 minutes for a light are dead empty. The parking lot, there's zero cars. You go in the gym, there's a closed sign on the window. I didn't even know they had a closed sign. There's a closed sign on the window. So it's like, I don't want to say it was eerie because we all knew it wasn't scary. You know, it wasn't like...
It's jarring.
It was just twilighty feeling. Yeah. You know, it was different. And why is it like this? And then you think about, well, that's because everybody's at home and not supposed to leave their houses. And that's a weird feeling. And so I went out there in one morning with the camera and just said, I want to capture this because it's unique, but I don't want it to end at, look how awkward this is, because there was something else really cool happening. I have three children, ages 5, 4, and 1. Two of them are enrolled in All-Star Dance. They're on Zoom calls. It's not conducive to a Zoom call, but they're doing it. And they're standing on their little dance dot, and they're practicing their turns, and they're doing their stretches, and they're doing all this stuff. And I'm just like, this is powerful. This is really powerful. Mm-hmm. This is motivated individuals doing anything they can to stay connected. And that's the part that I loved. And that's what made me want to film it.
Yeah, it's... You know, kind of building off of that and looking into the future, you know, the thing I think I'm most interested in seeing is, you know, we've seen now how people respond immediately. And we see, you know, this, you know, we kind of see it day by day, how things evolve. And what I'm really interested in is 5 years from now, you know, we look back and we kind of look at the path that All-Star was on, and then we see where we're at now, how big was this dog leg that we took? You know, like how big was this sidestep? And what's going to stick 5 years from now? Like, you know, these changes that we've made in the moment, you know, is it going to go right back to where it was? Personally, I don't think it can. But I'm interested to see what, you know, when we look forward, what we're thankful for when we had to innovate and we had to find ways to make things work. And sure. And what we decided, you know, as a community, maybe unwritten, decided that this was important and that it's worth keeping. And so I'm very optimistic about the future for our sport and what comes out of it, because, you know, we've shown you don't have to have a gym right away all the time in this minute right now. You know, the cheer is not a building. You know, All-Star is not a location. It's communities. And so I'm excited to see what 5 years from now we're going to look back and say, man, I'm glad that stayed. I'm glad that happened.
Yeah, I am as well. And I really don't have much foresight to it. For traditional businesses, sure. More work from home, more virtual meetings, a lot more telecommunicating. I mean, Zoom is not a replacement for sitting directly across from somebody, but it's pretty darn good in the traditional business sense. I think that'll spike up.
For sure.
For cheer, I hope everybody gets a tiny bit of really appreciating getting back on a mat next to each other and seeing that other person next to them. And, you know, when you talk about taking things for granted, physically being in the same room as somebody is not something we should ever really think about. Like, well, we took that for granted when we were able to be in a room together. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to be a very emotional day when each team goes back to their gym. I think it's going to be a very emotional day for everyone.
I do too. That's one of those ones you want to capture on video too.
Oh goodness. You gave me a project.
Well, and you and I could sit here and talk all day. I love talking with you. Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners as far as, you know, Cheer Sounds and what you guys are doing currently? If there's anything, any contact info, anything else that we can share with our listeners about you guys?
I appreciate it a lot. You know, it's We're just doing what we always do. I look forward to putting out that new product, which doesn't have a name. And I might call you back and say, help me come up with a name for this thing because it's not pre-made anymore.
Yeah.
And it's not like build your own mix. It's something in between. I don't know what to call it. But I mean, if there's anything to say about the company, it's that we're just very proud to work in an industry that knows how to keep things moving forward and keep the athletes connected, even in something like this. That's honestly what makes me keep a smile on my face, that my kids literally both did their Zoom calls today with Dance Mania to stay involved. And it's like,
yeah, cool. It's definitely, it's easy. You know, I know you've been involved for years and years. You know, I'm 17 years now, and I'll say that if there's anything that stays constant in an ever changing industry, it's definitely the passion of the athletes, the coaches, and the community. And to see, you know, when you're truly tested, you know, where you have a very easy way to say, maybe this is time, you know, this is a sign to back off. You know, the fact that so many have pushed to move forward is very, very reassuring that we're all in the right place.
For sure. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to
chat. Yeah, absolutely, man. Thank you so much for coming on. Once we get a link from you, we'll definitely push that out. And if you decide to do a naming contest or something like that, we'll see if we can't help out. But thank
it's
you
not
so
a
much
bad for, idea.
Hey,
we don't know what to call it internally. We've been calling it Premade Plus, but I don't know.
Can have quite a ring to it. Well, thank you so much, man. Thanks for representing, you know, Cheer Sounds and for creating such an amazing company that so many people, you know, can turn to. And for those that aren't familiar with Cheer Sounds, we're going to definitely make sure that you guys get a great opportunity to see what they're doing, what they're creating. Make sure that you guys have all the ability that you need to get in touch with these guys and ask questions. And, you know, that's the biggest thing is finding what works for you, finding the partner that you want to partner with. Just like we talked about at the beginning, you know, it's you're creating something together. And I can tell you now, you know, when it comes to trust and quality of people in the industry and quality of product, you don't have to look very far. These guys are top notch. So thank you so much for joining us, man. And I hopefully I get to see you soon. Once all this stuff gets settled back down, and we'll hopefully get to see each other at an event coming up.
I hear the USASF national meeting is still on the slate, but I haven't booked my hotel yet. So.
Well, I'll make sure to keep up with cheer updates. Maybe I'll get a fast update on it.
All right, sir. Thank you again.
All right, man. It was good seeing you.
Good talking to you.
You too. Take care.
You too. See ya.